today.
Okay, well, Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian are doing something right next to each other, and wait till you hear what it is.
Plus, we'll tell you what Doja Cat is doing at the MTV Awards.
And we've got a sneak peek of tonight's episode of Brat Loves Judy and diapers. Diapers are involved, Brat.
Sham is out today, and Heidi and Frank will join us later. But first, what you got, Brad?
All right, y'all. It looks like Britney Spears is finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel of her toxic conservatorship. And she just paid tribute to her man, Sam Asghari, for helping her get through it. Britney dropped this pic with the caption, "Not only has this cute been with me through the hardest years of my life, but he happens to be an extremely good cook. Fast and Furious franchise, don't miss out on your next star."
He broke, honey. Why are you trying to get him a damn job? Let him stay broke.
Well, sometimes being an actor is like a struggling gig. He's been in a couple things, and I think a Britney Spears cosign holds a little bit of weight, I think. Yeah. So if like that like endorsement gets him a job in Fast 10, right, so be it.
If you meet a man in some damn shoes, let him stand them damn shoes. You give him some nice sneakers, he's gonna walk out your life in them. No.
Allowance is only so much. Somebody gotta be the top earner in that house.
Hello.
Exactly. Won't be him.
I don't know. He look like he could do it. Didn't they say OnlyFans still doing nasty stuff? He can go on over to OnlyFans and make some money.
Shoot, I don't know if you've seen Britney Spears lately, but she look like she ready to launch her OnlyFans page, man. She giving you like, you know, she giving you NC-17 out here in these streets and some of these pictures.
I ain't never seen nobody clutch their breasts so much online in my life. She just like, girl, look at me. I have breasts. Look at me.
She clutched them so much they went down a size. Okay, well, Mama to Kris Jenner is always going to be involved in her kids' lives, and we know that they have pretty close relationships. But check this out. Kris and daughter Khloe Kardashian are having mansions built side by side in the SoCal community of Hidden Hills. Oh, sounds kind of pricey. Khloe's paying $17 million for her estate, and Kris is shelling out about $20 million for hers. And if you look at the aerial views of the mansions, you can tell which one costs more. Now, would you think this would be a good idea? Like, could you have a crib side by side with your mom or your parents?
Yes. Okay.
No, I could not have a crib side by side, but I could damn sure have these palatial palaces next to each other. I mean, damn, they ain't never got to see each other if they don't want to.
Right? But why they live in Hidden Hills? They get to hide them black men? Is that why they live in Hidden Hills?
Hide them in the hills.
I don't know. You can't hide a whole basketball team up there, so I don't know, baby. I don't know.
Khloe is obsessed with her mom. Like, if you think about it, she's the one who's just, like, very clingy and needs mommy's attention. Like, that, it's Khloe. Trust me. Khloe was like, you got land big enough for me, too? Yes.
Right. Mama bought the lot. Khloe bought her house.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. The MTV Awards are coming up September the 12th. Y'all, you might be surprised who's hosting. Taking the reins in her first hosting gig is Doja Cat. Okay. Not only will she be running the show, she will be performing, and she's nominated for 5 awards, y'all. I love her. But that's not the most, y'all. Megan Thee Stallion actually has 6 nominations, and Justin Bieber has 7. Some of the performers include Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, Lil Nas X, Machine Gun Kelly, and my girl Olivia Rodrigo.
All right, this is great. I'm obsessed with this.
Everyone knows that Doja Cat is a freaking chameleon, okay? This girl is completely different. Every time you see her, she's gonna serve looks. And I don't know if y'all follow her on Instagram, but she's funny as hell.
She'll probably walk right off the stage onto the podium and start doing her hosting.
Yes.
And like you did earlier with the mood, Brad, she sang a song called "Bitch, I'm a Cow." Like, come on,
Ted Craig put me on to her.
I saw the star power early on.
What you see in me, Ted Craig? What you see in me?
Nothing. Unlimited potential.
Unlimited potential.
Unlimited reality TV. Thanks. All right, y'all. Tonight's the night for the Rat-a-tat-tat, y'all. That's right. My favorite show, Brat Loves Judy, airs tonight on Wii. And check this out, y'all. So Brat will be taking care of Judy's grandbaby for the first time. Her name is Kinsey. Wow. So cute. Oh. Check this out.
Hey, baby. You hanging out with Tat-Tat?
We're watching her right now?
Yeah. Bye, guys. Okay. Y'all be safe.
We're not gonna be long.
What should we do? Oh, Lord, pray for me.
I think somebody gonna get the baby bug.
She didn't even cry when you held her. Brett, this could be another gig for you.
Girl.
Do you need to come get PJ?
I'll come get PJ. This little girl was everything, but honey, she has a mind and makes decisions on her own. She didn't want to be changed. And baby, after a while, I just let her have it. I was like, you got it. You can just wait till your mama get back. You're good.
Now, Brett, sometimes there's situations where like women hold children and their ovaries start dancing. Did that happen for you when you was holding Kenzie at all?
Absolutely not.
Maybe some testosterone, but not her ovaries.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Gary.
Don't be a hater, Gary, because I can be tougher than you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all, this is the setup for the next spinoff series, Brett the Babysitter. So I can't wait. On WE TV. That's coming.
Brad gonna be like the nanny on Muppet Babies.
I will.
There you go.
Brad gonna be like Mommy Dearest, honey. Stop joking.
No, I'm sorry your mother was like that to you, Gary, and beat you with the no-wire hangers. I know. Locked you in the closet and everything. Had you scrubbing floors with a toothbrush.
But Gary always had the key, baby. Gary always had the key to that closet, baby.
That's right, honey. That's why I'm out of it, honey.
Gary, let me tell you something. Gary was definitely one of the flowers in the attic, okay? That's what he was.
And one of the kids under the stairs.
Now it's time to catch up with Franklin and Heidi, honey. Now, I heard Tom Cruise done messed up someone's backyard with his helicopter.
Yes, possibly, Gary. So, apparently, Tom Cruise... There's no mission that is too impossible for Tom.
I see what you did there.
Yes, because recently while in England, he was flying his helicopter, you know, like he does, to a meeting when the airport closed. So he takes off, airport closes.
No place to land.
He can't go back and land, so he has to have his people find some place where I can land my helicopter. Uh-huh. So they found this family's backyard to land.
Can you imagine?
And he landed. The family said he was super nice, took pics, even let them ride in his helicopter.
This must be a thing because Tom, I guess, had reached out to his friend James Corden one time and asked James if he could land his helicopter in his yard.
I don't even know if it's real because last week, I think we reported on Tom Cruise being in England at an Indian restaurant, and there was a picture of them on the street, and nobody was really like around, almost like a boy band picture. I thought Tom Cruise was photoshopped in.
It does.
If you look at side by side, he's wearing the same thing.
Is that right?
That he was wearing in the Indian restaurant pictures. He's wearing in this people's backyard. So I think the trend now is photoshopping Tom Cruise into your life.
Which
somehow
is sort of believable.
I don't believe this.
Well, it's sort of believable because of COVID. No one, you know, when you take pictures, you're not like all huddled up normally in normal times. People are like, let's take a picture, and y'all sort of,
you got a social distance.
That's right. So it is the perfect time to be like, yeah, no, he was there. We were just social distancing. He was behind us because, you know, same thing in the restaurant.
Look, we have Tom Cruise right here in the studio.
Look at that. He's right here. Look at that.
Oh my God, I'd stop by.
Isn't that great?
Land the heli on the roof out here in Burbank.
How's everything going, Tom?
If you don't, we're really going to look stupid.
We don't mind looking stupid, though. It's fine.
All right, we might not have some helicopters around here, but we're going to land some dish on you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Now, ain't nothing worse than when your mama don't like your man, okay?
Ooh, or woman.
And Real Housewife Lisa Rinna made it very clear on last night's episode that she isn't here for her daughter, Amelia Gray Hamlin, dating Scott Disick, okay? She does not like her dating the Lord, okay? Now, Lisa said this, and I quote, like, why can't she be dating Harry Styles? Why the f*** is this Scott Disick?
She meant that.
But why doesn't she like the doggone Lord Scott Disick? I mean, he got many a kids for one thing. He's a Lord and he's TV royalty, okay?
Gary, because if you look at the tail of the tape, the man be sticking and moving. And it's always like, you know, wild young people who don't remember a time before there was internet.
Okay. Right. He's got many kids. She don't want her daughter at 20 to eventually be a stepmom to all them children.
parents have a way of knowing when, like, everything ain't okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though, because in your early 20s, you don't give a damn if your parents don't like them. It's when you get 30, 40, right. you realize the stakes are higher.
Right.
And you could lose a lot. Right. You're like, Mommy, do you like him or not?
Your parents could tell you he is a murderer. You're like, I love what? Him. I'm going to run away with
killed.
Him.
I hope he kill it.
I remember one time my dad told me one of my girlfriends was ugly, and wow. the relationship was, like, on a countdown timer from that moment on. It was like, damn.
All right, y'all. So let me tell y'all about Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner, okay? Travis Scott surprised him and Kylie Jenner's baby girl with a ride on the Big Cheese, y'all, a.k.a. the Yellow School Bus. Okay. So Kylie posted pics of little Stormy hugged up on and running through the empty school bus with the caption, "All Stormy has been talking about is riding a big yellow bus. Daddy surprised her." Now, some fans thought it was hilarious that the little billionaire toddler had dreams of being a regular person. So one person tweeted, "Saw Kylie's story about Travis surprising Stormy with a yellow school bus so she can pretend to be middle class for a day, and I damn near broke my ankle running to Twitter." Now, Portia.
That's so bad.
We're not sure if Travis rented the school bus, but does it make him a great daddy, you know what I'm saying, to make his baby girl's dream come true, or do you feel like he's out of touch?
I'm sorry, Brat, but I'm too busy crying and broke, child. To be that your parents bought you a bus so you can feel like us.
Right. This is exactly something that you would do, Portia. You would buy the bus for PJ, so don't even act like that.
My baby would be at the bus stop waiting on that nasty bus.
Lies!
All right, y'all, no need to complain about your sore muscles anymore, because the Parsex Deep Tissue Percussion Massager is going to give you that relief that you need. Now, the massager increases blood flow, breaks up scar tissue, and enhances range of motion, relieves muscle spasms and stiffness. Now, this deal also includes one massage gun that has 3-speed options and 6 attachment heads.
Oh, and it's so compact and travel-friendly, head crack. Now, you can take it anywhere and just whip it out.
This is for everyone. My mama Diane is obsessed with this, okay? How much is a head crack?
Usually, this massager can run as high as $150. But for our dishettes out there, you can get one for just $39.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
You already know. Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, it sounds like there's some piping hot tea, baby, being served by Mr. Jason Lee of Hollywood Unlocked tonight on Fox. So what's going on, Jason?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored airs tonight. And, baby, I'm taking you inside my private birthday party with Lil' Kim. Plus, Lil' Boosie said that when he catches Lil' Nas X in these streets, he may have to beat him down. That's all new tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Just go to FoxSoul.tv.
Coming up, did Lil Nas X inspire Tony Hawk's Bloody Dreams? Oh, what? Mm. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Woo! Heidi and Frank, what's going on over there on your end?
Well, skateboarding legend Tony Hawk has just released a limited edition Liquid Death skateboard.
Woo!
And get this, he gave 2 vials of blood that they mixed in with the red paint for the 100 skateboards. Now, Tony's not the first star to do this. If you remember something like Lil Nas X.
Oh, the shoes.
Yes.
His Satan shoes that he released. They were an unauthorized run of Nike Airs with human blood in the sole of the shoe. So Lil Nas X tweeted about Tony Hawk's skateboard saying, "Tony in his Lil Nas X era."
Is this the latest craze?
Chewy, do you think Tony was inspired by Lil Nas X?
Absolutely. I think Tony saw how much publicity Lil Nas X got for his satanic blood shoes. He was like, you know what? I'm going to go make a skateboard and create a little buzz for myself.
Tony Hawk is riding on my skateboard. Listen, I am so bad at skateboarding, Chewy.
Are you?
That I'm pretty sure I would add my own blood. I would be adding my own blood. The skateboard. I don't need Tony Hawk's blood.
I don't need Tony Hawk.
You're in luck, Heidi. I have a skateboard.
Is that
right
your
here.
Blood? Is
I bleed orange. Orange and blue is bad guys. But yes, Heidi, in the hallway, let's go put some blood on this thing. No.
I'm too scared. Can you imagine me on that thing?
I'm just glad Tony Hawk wasn't inspired by Gwyneth Paltrow's candles.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
I don't want to smell Tony's Hawk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, Tony.
No bueno.
I don't want to do that.
All right. We all know that Shia LaBeouf is a big movie star, but as a teen, he starred on a Disney show called Even Stevens. Now, he even won a Daytime Emmy for his performance. Well, Christy Carlson Romano, who played Shia's sister on the show, shared on YouTube why she felt slighted by Shia back in the day. Take a look at this.
Something that actually really hurt my feelings was when he won his Emmy Award and he was on the podium. I was sitting there with the rest of our team, and he thanked, like, everybody at the table, but he didn't thank me. But I was hurt at the time because I felt like since day one, it was him and me. It was, like, our show. But because it was so life or death for him, it was his show.
Did he have a brain fart and just not mention her because he forgot her name? Like, oh, no.
Wow.
Wouldn't you feel awful if I was up winning some sort of award and I didn't mention you? We're going to really go hypothetical with that.
Would you, would you thank Frank, though, Heidi? Would you really?
Actually, she would thank me because I would be putting the Oscar in her hot dog bun at my cookout. She'd say, thank you. Because the only Oscar she's won is an Oscar Mayer.
How dare you watch me soar, mister?
Why are you trying to kill Heidi with a hot dog, bro? You know they take 1 minute off of your life every time you eat one. Wow, that's mean.
Hey, if she's up there, I'm going to relish every moment.
Catch up and realize that I'm a star.
I can't with y'all. Both of you are with the puns. I can't get with y'all. Like, I can't. I'm not there.
I can't get with us either. I don't know what am I supposed to do?
Up next, a former NBA superstar is playing college sports. And no, we're not talking about basketball. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, great news for all the Aggies out there. Former NBA star Jarrett Smith is not only enrolled at North Carolina A&T, but the NCAA approved him to play, get this, y'all, college golf. What?
Wait, he's going to college?
He skipped college. Oh. In 2004, he didn't go to college, y'all. He went straight to the NBA from high school, and JR told The Undefeated that this is one of the most exciting feelings he has had in a while, and he's happy to be able to call himself a student athlete, y'all. So, JR, congratulations, baby. I'm excited. Clap it up, baby. Clap it up.
Does he realize, like, yeah, you're a college athlete. That's what you want to do, but, I mean, you got to go to class, because I went to University of Cincinnati. Not a big brag, but
that's awesome.
A lot of the college athletes, like, you'd see them day one, and then I'd never see him again. I'm like, where'd that guy? They're like, he's a football player. He's not coming to class.
He's gotta go to practice.
I don't know.
Stop being an athlete hog. I mean, you were a great basketball player. You went from high school to the pros. Now you're coming back. Some poor schmuck who's been out there, you know, with his dad on the driving range.
Says he's two.
Hoping to get a scholarship. Right. It's bumped by JR.
But don't be surprised if North Carolina A&T wins a damn national championship with JR on the team. Oh, I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying.
Anything can happen.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Yes.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.